The U.S. Department of Agriculture is requesting private information collected through the SNAP Food Assistance Program for low-income people. Current law prevents information collected through the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, from being used for any purpose other than facilitating SNAP's goals. More than 5 million Californians rely on food assistance from the SNAP program, and having this information forwarded to the federal government could hurt people's trust in it. Attorney General Bonta calls the request unconstitutional, and he says the Trump administration is trying to weaponize the data.
This is our 35th lawsuit in 27 weeks, more than one a week, because that's the pace at which this presidential administration is violating the law, trampling over the Constitution. We're here to announce a major legal challenge, one that defends the rights and privacy of millions of Californians and pushes back against yet another unlawful, dangerous overreach by the president. Alongside 20 attorneys general and a governor's office, we're suing the U.S. Department of Agriculture for demanding that we turn over deeply personal data about every single applicant and recipient of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, in our state, and for threatening to withhold funding unless we comply. Let's be clear, this demand isn't about preventing waste, fraud, and abuse. SNAP has very low rates of fraud. That is well known. There are good guardrails already in place. It's about weaponizing government data to intimidate vulnerable communities.
Bonta discussed the new lawsuit at a news conference where he was joined by Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Nearly 3 million New Yorkers depend on the SNAP program. Attorney General James says the request for information has nothing to do with corruption, and that this is a pretext for targeting vulnerable populations, especially immigrants.
I reject this notion that this is all about abuse or corruption or whatever excuse. This is nothing more than an attempt to harass and to harangue innocent individuals who are suffering from food insecurity, and they happen to be immigrants.
Michigan has around 1.4 million people relying on SNAP benefits. State Attorney General Dana Nessel says there is almost nothing more important than eating, and the information requests are scaring people away from something they need.
If they apply for programs that they are perfectly entitled to under law, their most personal and sensitive data is going to be shared with all kinds of people. And it's going to have the impact, and I think it already is, of scaring people away from seeking these incredibly important programs. I mean, I think we can all say there's almost nothing more important than a person's ability to eat. And yet for a lot of people who are eligible for these programs, it's frightening them because they don't know what's gonna happen to their information. So they simply don't wanna participate in the programs, and they desperately need that.
Nessel also makes a point about the money used to fund the SNAP program.
That's our money. I mean, we paid tax dollars to the federal government. Then the federal government, you know, routes that money back to us in the form of these essential programs. So we already paid for this. And so when you cut off programming like SNAP, it just goes into the pockets of Trump's friends and billionaires. But we already paid for this stuff. And our state residents, who again paid their taxes, and our individuals in our states paid their taxes, businesses paid their taxes, that money went to the federal government. We want our money back.
The Trump administration has made a practice of withholding federal funding to use as leverage against states who won't comply with their demands. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.